Unbelievable. A huge sense of pride. The first team lads were there, the staff was there, and we were like proper fans. And when the second goal went in, we were all sat in the director's box and couldn't help ourselves. We were up out of our seats. And the whole journey that they've been on and the story is just fantastic. And they've given themselves a brilliant opportunity in the second leg. Going there to the Emirates would be a fabulous memory for them, but they're in a position where they can actually extend this memory and try and get into the final.
Just sum up the achievement so far that is far from over yet at a semi-final second leg stage for a club with respect, with the facilities that they work with compared to others. How big an achievement is it?
It's huge. I doubt you'll see it for a long time again. And the resources that we don't have, I think, have been in to the lads' advantage, because you create a special bond and a special spirit. And the FA Youth Cup's the biggest thing from going through the scholarship. If you would go back to our days at Blackburn, myself and Terry, and you speak to Grant Hanley and Phil Jones and Jason Lowe and the Josh Morrises, they'll tell you exactly who they played in the quarterfinals and in the semifinals and the players that they played against. And like I say, the memories that stick with them for a long time, for the lifetime even. And even the ones that then don't make it in the game, they'll always have that connection with this group. But I think, like you said, that we've got a great chance going into it. And so exciting for them. It's brilliant.
In terms of the first team, you just mentioned there that the whole first team squad, I think you trained later in the day, didn't you? And all stayed together to make sure you're all at the football match. And I know that John Murphy has really appreciated that.
It's something that, like you say, the FA Youth Cup means so much to the youth players and the staff at the time. And now I've been in that position, and I think it's so important that your first team players and staff show the support and appreciation of it and to be there. And like you say, we trained later on in the afternoon. We did it when they beat Southampton. And the reaction of the first team boys then at the end, they stayed to the end and they clapped them all off individually. And then they were in the dressing room. They did the same again the other night. It was one of the brilliant sights in football when you see a group that together, and it was fantastic.
Are you actually seeing some of these players maturing right in front of you? As if to say that you might not have thought at the start of this season that they would be anywhere near the Blackpool first team, but are actually getting closer and closer now.
Well, I think what you have got in the team, you've got obviously first years and second years, and in any youth system, when you're in the FA Youth Cup, you always need your first years to step up very quickly. And to be fair to our first years, they've really done that. And they've been supported excellently by the second years. I think what we have done is that already this season, we've given young Rowan Roach his debut. So that's how highly we think of him. And like I say, you know, we've just got to keep encouraging them and keep working with John and Ian Dawes to keep trying to push and close the gap and get in and around the first team, because ultimately that's what you want. Fans want to see homegrown players, and you know, a club in our financial position at this moment in time, they need to do the homegrown players. So hopefully, you know, like I say, we can get one or two out of there.